Just to give you an idea of how far swine flu has spread, it has now reached an indigenous group deep in the Amazon. The government of Venezuela has sealed off part of the rainforest to prevent the flu from decimating the Yanomami Indians. 1,000 members of the tribe are believed to have caught the flu. 7 have died. Survival International is a London-based indigenous rights group. Fiona Watson is research and field director. Fiona, how is it that this isolated group was exposed to swine flu?
Well, we think it came in through a place called Mavaco, which is the place in the Yanomami territory in Venezuela, which has most contact with national society. There's an airstrip there. There's a Catholic mission station. So people who are working with the Yanomami or visiting for whatever reason, it could be doctors, government officials, people working on health and education programs, come in and out. So I think it has come in that way.
And remind us who the Yanomami are.
They are one of the largest relatively isolated indigenous peoples living in the Amazon rainforest. There's about 32,000 in Brazil and Venezuela. They've lived there for hundreds, if not thousands of years. They live by hunting and gathering. And it's very much a people who are living in the forest, completely self-sufficient, and came into contact with outsiders really in any great way from the 50s onwards. And the Yanomami have very little immunity. Many Amazonian tribes, remote tribes, have very little immunity to common diseases, you know, which for us don't present too much of a problem, like the common cold or flu. They haven't had this immunity because they've been so isolated.
As you say, the Yanomami have suffered from other epidemics that were introduced from outside their community. How have previous epidemics come into their community, and what were the consequences?
Well, the epidemics almost invariably come in through outsiders. I mean, in the 50s, when you had the border commission authorities from Brazil went into, up to the border area to survey the border, and then missionaries came in shortly after that, there were devastating epidemics of particularly measles. And then I think possibly the most devastating, certainly in terms of numbers who died, were the invasions in the 1980s, where you had 40,000 gold miners invaded the Yanomami territory in Brazil, and 20% of the Yanomami died. And that was through these diseases like malaria, like measles, like flu, to which they had no resistance.
Can you tell us specifically what Hugo Chavez and the Venezuelan government are doing right now? I mean, they've been quite outspoken on indigenous rights.
It seems to me they have acted fairly quickly. They've got the doctors in there trying to contain the epidemic. But I think this raises a wider question, and it's a question really for both the Brazilian and the Venezuelan governments, is that there has not been, in my view, sufficient attention given to permanent healthcare in the region so that they are in place when these epidemics do happen.
Isn't there a risk, though, of bringing in more outsiders and creating more transmission of disease?
That's always a risk, but I think if you've got a few dedicated teams of people who speak the language, who know the Yanomami well, who are trusted by them, and who themselves are screened before they go in, I don't think that poses a problem.
Fiona, your group, Survival International, has been typically fighting for indigenous land rights. I'm wondering, is disease a game changer now for you? I mean, these indigenous people now have a really dire fight for survival, literally on their hands.
Yes, I mean, it's certainly the question of disease is a huge challenge and a problem. And Survival is working particularly on uncontacted Indians. This is tribes mainly in the Amazon region, but also in the Chaco forest of Paraguay and the Andaman Islands of India, where you have isolated, if not uncontacted, tribes. And these people have absolutely no immunity at all, even less than the Yanomami, because they have been isolated for hundreds of years. And this is a very, potentially very serious problem. And in areas like Brazil, in parts of the Western Amazon, where you've had massive penetration of colonists, of loggers, of miners, this is becoming an increasing threat to these very small, fragile groups where you may only have, I mean, I know of cases where you might only have 5 survivors or 20 survivors of a tribe who are literally on the run fleeing these invaders. And if there is any casual contact, then they will be exposed to diseases and we simply won't know. It'll be, you know, like a hidden genocide.
Fiona Watson, Research and Field Director for Survival International, speaking with us from London. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.